views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you have a question, a thought, or want to make a statement, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And I've got Melissa Burnett in here, and I don't even get started, and she's already pushing my button.
Rock candy, that's what
You're
she does.
You're already pushing my button.
Yeah.
On the control.
Already.
On the Eastern.
Well, do it right.
On the North Korean equipment here.
Do it right, and I won't have to.
Oh, you know, actually, that was an upper management test. I was just seeing if you recognize that one of the buttons was not pushed correctly.
Right, got it.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
Is that a good fallback?
That's a very good fallback, but it's bull. You were ready to go live, and I was like, oop.
You're not going live. Nope.
Nobody's going to hear you.
You see, they put so many buttons and boards and dials in front of me, and it takes, you know, you got to.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
Yeah.
Well, and what's funny is it depends on who trains you, right? Because it also involves a lot of moving up and down of things.
Yeah.
And depending.
I was trained by Glenner.
Yeah. Well,
that's all it takes.
For KFAR, that's great.
Yeah.
But, like, for the other stations, you can literally just leave things potted up. You don't have to, like, move them like he likes to do. He just likes to get fancy with it. I don't do the fancy. I do the easy.
So today we got a couple things, but the first thing I want to do is there's a difference between KFAR,
KYSE. KYSE, KISIC.
And
KXLR.
The big differences.
Yeah. So the Ks are because we are west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
So that's
the
what.
The Ws are east of the Mississippi.
Yep. Ws are east. So we're K because, you know, we're this way from the Mississippi. So that's what that means. But all the other letters, you know, they're just letters.
Well, there's a difference between K Wolf and KFAR.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, and in listenership.
Yes, absolutely.
And we had a you know, with what Compo and Glenner did, it fizzled on K-Wolf.
Yes.
Until I brought it on KFAR.
Yeah.
And then everyone heard what happened. And so, I, you know, basically, I had to help Compo with one of his jokes against myself.
I saw that.
Hey, come on, Craig, let me give you a hand here, buddy. I know. Yeah.
I laughed so hard. First off, I absolutely adore Craig Compo. I think he is the funniest.
He's like the Luke, you know, excuse me, he's the evil person of humor. You know,
he is the original the trickster. There we go. The original trickster, the original prankster. That's Craig Compo.
Yeah. And you know, and when they're doing this, they pulled it too early because I was basically gone.
Yeah.
And they put it on K-Wolf.
Uh-huh.
And
no
one heard it.
No, it should have gone on.
You don't put a real expert bird person on K-Wolf?
No. Should have gone on the river, and it should have gone on X-Rock. The listenership.
No, X-Rock. They had it on X-Rock.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it failed.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Glenner, but that's where it failed.
So it should have been the river in here.
Yeah. And which ones do you manage?
I manage the river and KFAR.
So
it should have been here.
And, you know, it's funnier than heck when you got to help your buddy get it going.
It's hilarious.
And so I came across Senator Murkowski down in Homer on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And she comes around to me, oh, David, I got something to show you. And it shows her in front of the Polaris building on August 2nd saying she's searching for the renowned peregrine falcons that are nesting. She heard about it, so she had to get involved. And Craig didn't even know she did it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I was going, Craig, you know, I gave him a call. If you would have this one too, you know.
So many fails, Craig.
Yeah, the governor, you know, he failed.
Just failed. Yeah. So great.
So I had to give him a helping hand.
That's awesome.
But it goes to show the power of KFAR.
Yeah. And the river.
Yeah. Versus Glenner at X-Rock.
Yes, absolutely. We do this all the time. We go rounds and rounds and rounds all the time over who's the better station. I'm like, Glenn, people don't like you nabbing all the time. You just went,
So anyway.
We love Glenn.
We have in front of us here the Reader's Choice Awards for 2023.
Yeah.
Now, I have to throw out a disclaimer. I don't think they're...
I don't think they're accurate.
No, not at all.
No, I don't think they're accurate. I think this is the people who worked harder than throwing the cards out.
Yeah, because in real estate, two out of the three winners I've never heard of.
Yeah, well...
But you got through the Reader Choice Awards.
Well, and I'm not trying to knock on cups of coffee. Everybody here has a very
let's go coffee. Cup of coffee.
I'm doing
winner,
it.
Winner Mocha Mousse? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. They're good coffee? No, I don't.
Glacier Grind,
absolutely, and they're not even on there.
No,
which is shocking because I promise you that is the dominant one right now. Glacier Grind, they are phenomenal.
Every time I go by that place next to the food factory,
Bucco's.
It's
yeah.
Just packed.
Oh yeah.
That's
legit. Yeah, constantly packed, and it's always got.
I've
a
never
line.
Been through it.
Yeah, no, because there's always too big of a line.
No, I don't. My coffee's at home, and I have it on my deck.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I don't have coffee
here.
You
don't spend $6 a cup.
No. I spend $7 on a bag.
Yeah. No, I stopped at Glacier Grind this morning.
And I don't have to give a tip. Yeah, I see your...
Yeah, my little kicker. I don't do coffee necessarily all the time.
Second place is Sunrise Bagel and Espresso.
I agree with that. I agree with Sunrise.
Third runner-up is Bucco's.
Yeah.
So I think Bucco's and
Sunrise. Sunrise wins because of their breakfast burritos. Hands down, best burritos.
Really?
They're so good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're so good. I love them.
Well, we'll see if they have burritos in here.
Best burrito in Fairbanks.
I know. But let's go to pizza.
Okay. What do we got on there?
Winner is the Hungry Robot.
Hands down.
Second place, East Ramp Wood Fired.
Hands down.
Third place is runner-up Evergreen Eatery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The two and three, that's hard for me. I like either one of those could have taken second place.
My number one is Bobby's.
Oh, Bobby's is
you
good,
see,
too.
These are pizza places, so to speak, except for maybe...
Evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my number two is Giraldo's.
Okay.
Those are my restaurants that really... Do
good.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I would throw those in as contenders. Absolutely.
And what we should do one time is have a pizza throwdown.
Oh.
And what you do is you have like four of the people who just do like the Hungry Robot. There's all they do is pizza versus four restaurants that also do pizza.
And
then the winner of each category, goes against each other.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We should put that together, Mr. Mayor.
Free food.
That's all I'm thinking. Free food for me.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Feed my belly.
Now, here's one that got me. Prime Rib, the winner of Turtle Club.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
This is one that got me. Second place, the Salmon Bake.
Prime Rib at the Salmon Bake?
Yeah.
When did they start doing that?
They don't do a prime rib. They do something else.
I was going to say, they don't do prime rib.
It's like a beef something.
Yeah, there. They don't do prime rib.
It's not prime rib.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Third place, the Pump House. And hey, if we're thrashing your...
Yeah, business.
Whatever it is.
It's not
again,
good fun. We're not bashing.
Listen to our disclaimer.
Yeah, you know,
these are the
disclaimer.
Opinions only.
These are only our opinions.
Now here's one that I agreed with only because we don't have many. Salad bars, number one.
FMH?
Turtle Club, FMH number two.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
And number three?
I don't
Giraldo's.
Know. Giraldo's has Oh, yeah, they do have a salad bar.
You only have three salad bars in town.
There you go. The top three salad bars, the only salad bars we have.
I know.
I love it. That's good, though.
True. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages, and we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Supply Company on Van Horn Road. The only Alaska-owned full-line wholesale distributor of plumbing, heating, industrial piping, waterworks, and mining products for over 30 years. Sure, they're big enough to handle the supply needs of pipelines and gold mines, but they're personable enough to help you with your needs as well. Frontier Supply Company, for all of your plumbing and heating needs. On Van Horn Road, online at frontiersupply.com. That's Frontier Supply Company.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Natalie Chamberlain of Fairbanks was crowned Queen of the Silver Salmon Sisterhood Saturday night in Valdez. Chamberlain caught a 10.86-pound silver salmon in the Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby and said she and her husband were trolling at 50 to 75 feet at Potato Point.
I used a hoochie with a herring head on it.
Chamberlain said,
that was it. I mean, that's what I put on the pole, and that's what I used all day long. That's what I caught all five fish on.
In addition to catching the prize-winning silver salmon, Chamberlain also caught some nice king salmon.
The one king that I caught was probably pushing 14 pounds.
Chamberlain took home $1,000 in cash and $1,000 in prizes, in addition to a plush women's derby bathrobe and tiara, and the first-place daily prize in the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby. Chamberlain is an electrician who has been coming to Valdez to fish silvers for about 10 years. And when asked what she liked most about the Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby, she responded,
I like the way the fish fight.
Sherry Shaw of Wasilla, Alaska, took second place in the Women's Silver Salmon Derby, with a silver weighing in at 10.76 pounds. And Jess Gallatin of Valdez nabbed third place with a 10.74 pound fish. For more information on overall leaders and who won prizes in the 2023 Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby, visit ValdezFishDerbies.com.
Be sure to stop into the Valdez Prospectors' new location on Egan Drive, right across from the museum, for everything you need for fishing in Prince William Sound. Licenses, bait, derby tickets, and the best selection of lures and tackle to help you catch the derby winner. Stop into the Valdez Prospector on Egan Drive for everything for your fishing adventures.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance for isolated storms. High of 70, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 52. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Cruz in the studio here. She goes by Rock Candy. Her real name is Melissa Burnett, but you know today, she's hot brown.
Hot brown? The hell?
Don't you love the names I make up for you? You're hot brown today.
I'm like,
okay,
that's
hot brown.
Weird. That's
a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Kentucky, we're talking food.
Okay, hot brown.
Yep, so the sandwich winners. Hot. You can't take me anywhere. But when you do, it's a lot of fun. I'm going to call you hot brown.
Hot brown.
Yep. So sandwiches, and I agree with these. You know, there's so many good sandwich places.
Absolutely.
And we're very fortunate with that. And their winner is the Evergreen Eatery, which used to be the Chatterhouse.
Yeah.
The new building.
Yeah.
Everything like that. Second place is Great Harvest Bread Company. They make good sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't go there for a sandwich. I go there for bread.
Yeah. But no, they make great sandwiches. Yeah.
And then the third, number three, is Brewster's. They make great sandwiches.
I am disappointed, though.
There's many sandwiches.
No Garden Island Deli.
I know it. Like, they're not handing out the card.
No, they're not. They're not.
But that's my favorite place is Garden Island.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking on any of those. I think they're all great. But Garden Island
should have been there.
Yes. Number one, hands down for me.
They got to learn how to make a hot brown over there.
Yeah, there you go. They do make a killer French dip.
Yes, they do. Thursdays.
Yes.
Thursdays.
So good.
I'm not going to call you French dip.
Yeah, don't call me French dip.
Now, here's one that really got me. Seafood, the winner is the Alaska Salmon Bake.
Mm. Again, handing out the card.
Yeah, say it. Then they have the Pump House, second, and Turtle Club, third. And I can agree with those.
Yeah, Pump House, Turtle Club, absolutely.
But also, Chena's should have been in there.
They're,
Pike's Landing.
Right.
Great seafood.
Yeah, I don't understand the salmon bake one. I just truly don't. The salmon bake used to be killer.
Yeah.
Not knocking it. I just, but it used
the price,
to like.
The price of seafood knocked them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I've gotten halibut that I thought was
not
surely
halibut.
Caught.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Are you a forensic scientist now?
No, but you know, you can tell the difference between flaky and not.
But in, when it comes to food, you're the hot brown.
Exactly. I'm the hot brown.
Okay.
That just sounds weird.
I know. I couldn't help myself.
I know.
You're sitting there in front of me. I'm looking at your sandwiches. You got brown hair. You got a black blouse on.
Yeah. Hot brown,
yeah,
baby.
Hot brown. So now this one's going to cause a lot of fights.
Okay. Between you and I?
No. No. That's
they would love that, though.
I know. I'd lose.
You would.
Thai food.
Oh, yeah. That'll start a fight. Ooh, who's number one?
Lemongrass Thai restaurant.
Okay.
Second place.
Pad Thai.
Yep. Third place.
Hasa Noodle. Oh.
Bon Thai.
Okay.
No mention of the original, the Thai house.
Yeah, right.
Always got to mention the Thai house.
Yeah,
the
disappointing.
OG. The OG. Disappointing.
No Thai house on there. Disappointing. The new noodle house place that used to be the Aviator Steakhouse. That's phenomenal. You know what? That
There's
list,
so many.
Yeah, you could have put everybody up there with a Thai for first place because is great.
And everyone has their spot.
Yeah, everybody.
And there's only 32 places that serve
only
Thai.
Only 32.
In Fairbanks.
Yeah.
So that's a big cat fight.
It is. It is a huge cat fight. And everybody thinks that they're right. And here's the thing. Every place is good.
I know.
Every place is good.
And you know, you come across a visitor and they say, where should we eat?
Yeah.
And you sort of look at them and say, we got 32 Thai restaurants.
Yeah. There you go.
We got like two Italian.
And you can't go wrong with any of them.
No, you cannot.
Or our Italian restaurants either.
I mean, we got drive-through Thai restaurants.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Right across the street from my house.
Now, here's a good one. Steaks. The winner.
Ooh.
Who do you think won?
Pump House.
Nope.
Who?
Giraldo's Italian restaurant.
Really?
I've never had a steak there.
I've never had a steak there.
I don't go there for steak.
Yeah, no. I go there for pizza.
Yeah. Second place. Here's one that I'm going to agree with. Pagoda.
Oh, yeah. They have good steak.
They have really good steak.
Yeah. Chicken wings, too.
Yep. And then Lavelle's Bistro, number three.
I've never had a steak at Lavelle's.
Very good.
Yeah.
But you also have the Greens Restaurant, which is very good. You have the Pump House, which is very good.
Yeah. All of them.
Those are your top five.
Yeah. I'm not a big steak eater, so like
I'm a carnivore.
Yeah. Well,
But here it is with me. It's hard for me to go out and have a steak when I've won best steak championship in the world in Alaska two or three times.
That's got to be hard.
So it's really, you got to bring it for me to want it.
Like, that's what I honestly was going to go that direction as well. Like, so I've had steaks. I've had steaks everywhere, but I've had your steak. So it's like, I don't know. I don't think any of these put a light to David Proust.
That was funny when I brought that in for you.
Oh, that was so delicious. It melted in your mouth. It was so good. Just came and stuck a bite in my mouth. I was like, yes. Phenomenal.
That sounds kinky on
a little bit, but you know what?
That's why you're the rock candy. You're making this so easy for me.
So easy today.
God almighty.
You're lucky I'm in a good mood.
You know, we're not going to get like the FCC coming after us.
I hope not. Perry, keep them at bay, please.
But also, now, tacos. We did a taco month on Fairbanks Foodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun because Fairbanks has so many good taco places.
Oh, so many good taco places.
And let me see if I can find where tacos were.
Yeah, where did they put the tacos in that thing?
Well, I'm going to let you guess who is number one.
Let's see. Number one for tacos. I'm going to go with
College Road.
Oh. College Road. Yep. Oh, really? Lane's Quickie?
Lane's Quickie Tacos, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Not surprising, but not surprising.
Yeah.
His tacos are so flavorful.
He's got wonderful choices, too.
Yeah.
And he's only open from 11 to 3.
Yeah, only a couple hours. And
go get your tacos and recover.
If you've never had one of his jackfruit tacos, I know that sounds crazy, but seriously, you have got to try the jackfruit tacos. They taste just like pulled pork. It is incredible.
Now, this is, you know, the best tacos, it's hard not to agree wholeheartedly. Because they have, number one, Lane's Quickie Tacos. Number two is Taco King.
Yeah.
Great tacos.
Great tacos. They have great enchiladas, too.
Yeah. And third is Miguel's.
Yeah. You know what? You can't go wrong. Yeah. I would have also added, I mean, anywhere in that list, Taco Azteca Mayan Palace.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's also a food truck that we have here in town who has really good tacos. I forget what their name is, but they've got amazing tacos. Like, it's tacos are tacos. I don't think you could really go wrong with that. I mean, it's tacos. Could you do a bad taco?
Yeah.
Really?
People do crappy tacos all the time.
I've never had a bad taco.
You better get your game face on here, Hot Brown.
I've never had a bad taco, David. I've never had a bad taco. 100% hands
down.
Well,
there's a difference between a not a bad taco and an incredible taco. You have different levels, and that's why I have a food show. And you got two radio stations.
Yes, I do have levels. I do have levels.
I'm more in the weeds, and you're 40,000 foot view. Do I suck up well?
A little bit sometimes.
I'm quite good at that. Now, I agree with this one too. Bloody Mary.
Oh, Oasis.
They're number three.
Salty is number one.
Two.
Who's number one?
Fenders.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's go right.
That's a meal.
Yeah.
Fenders. That's a meal.
Yeah. You know, the next thing is they'll put an endangered species on there somehow because it is good.
Yeah. No, that is legitly a meal that comes from Fenders with that Bloody Mary.
Now, breakfast.
Okay.
Joe's Oven.
Very good. Joe does some really great sourdough.
Yeah.
Really great sourdough. And I think hers might be the oldest in town.
Second place, Cookie Jar.
Mm.
They give you a really good breakfast, but it's no place, you know, it's secondary for me.
Yeah.
And
very much so.
Third, DW Grill.
Oh, those tater tots.
keep your clothes on.
Those tater tots.
Keep your clothes on. You know, you're going Hot Brown on
Yeah, those tater tots are so good.
I know it.
You can't go wrong with DW Grill. Like,
anything they have.
Yeah.
Anything they have.
Anything. I would have put Sunrise Bagel and Espresso on there because of their breakfast burritos.
Yep.
Like, I think their breakfast burritos are to die for.
Okay. Now, here's one that I do not agree with,
okay.
Only in regards to the number one. Microbrewery distillery. Who would you have, number one?
Ooh. Probably Hoodoo on there. My number one would be Lat 65, but Hoodoo's probably number one.
Winner is Black Spruce.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You only got three in town.
Yeah, I mean, really.
So they have Hoodoo number two and Lat 65 number three.
I would have switched one and three.
Yeah.
A little. That's all I would have done different.
You know, I like them all. I like them all.
Yeah.
Lat 65 does more variety.
Right.
A lot more variety.
Yeah, a lot more variety. And I, honestly, Black Spruce is a little bit out there. So I take them down a notch just because they're so far to get to.
Yeah, and Hoodoo, what a great ambiance there.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a great job there. But it's always really packed.
Yeah.
Which
because
is
of great ambiance.
Obviously it's a great thing. But they're always packed.
Margarita. Who do you think makes the best margarita?
Miguel's.
Bingo! You got it.
Miguel's.
Number two?
Taco Azteca.
No, Goldie's.
Oh, yeah. I've not had a margarita from Goldie's.
Oh,
I do like, I've done a bunch of other stuff.
First of all, anything you get from Goldie's is top shelf.
Oh, absolutely. So, of course, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, anything you get from Goldie's is just top shelf.
Yeah, I like Goldie's.
And then the third, Gallo's. Gallo's.
Yeah, Gallo's. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they make a phenomenal one.
I know.
Yeah, I love margaritas.
We're driving Fairbanks crazy. But
we are.
You know,
they're probably getting hungry.
Like, we care.
No, I don't.
You see, I have more compassion and empathy for my listeners than you.
Yeah, I don't.
Because you run two radio stations. I have a show.
Yeah, exactly. You care more.
I know.
I'm like, suck it up, Buttercup. Go get a taco.
You heard it here, Fairbanks.
Go get a taco.
Soups.
Bring me one.
Soups.
Chatter House.
Yep.
Yeah, number one.
Number two?
I don't know who number two would be.
Great Harvest Bread Company.
Oh, I didn't even know they had soup.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not knocking. I just didn't know they had
soup. You don't go there for soup.
No, I go there for bread and sandwiches.
Number three, this one.
Brewster's.
Nope. Fairbanks Co-op Market Grocery and Deli.
Oh, yeah. I've heard great things about them.
I've got to go there and try the soup now.
Yeah, I have heard great things about their soups, actually.
I got to go there and try that.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. Fred Meyer has some pretty killer soups, too. I mean, not like the Canals, like in their deli area.
You mean not Campbell's?
No, not Campbell's. No, okay. They have some good homemade, their chicken noodle in there is really good.
Fairbix, we got to go.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Former President Trump has until the 25th of this month to turn himself into Georgia authorities after he and 18 associates were indicted last night on charges accusing them of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in that state.
The Fulton County Sheriff says current plans are to take mugshots of the former president as they would any other defendant.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta. The Biden administration says about 500 FEMA personnel are in Maui helping deliver meals and water. Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House.
A critical needs assistance program is providing $700 payments for victims in need of things like food, prescription drugs, and fuel for transportation.
Officials say at least 99 people are confirmed dead in the Hawaiian wildfires. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A research vessel motoring off the coast of Alaska is exploring the mounds and craters of the seafloor to surface new knowledge about life in some of the world's deepest and most remote waters. The Okeanos Explorer is on a 5-month mission run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The former Navy vessel has been outfitted with technology and tools, including a pair of remotely operated dive vehicles to go thousands of feet below the surface. It's mapping and collecting samples from areas along the Aleutian Trench and Gulf of Alaska, with high-resolution cameras that allow instant sharing of images and data with scientists on shore. The expedition's coordinator said the work will likely fuel future research. Many factors, such as depth, speed, and sonar capability, influence how much seafloor can be mapped. In 2 to 4 weeks, the Okeanos Explorer can map as much as 50,000 square kilometers or 31,000 square miles. The deep ocean off Alaska's Aleutian Islands is one of the least mapped places in the United States, partly due to its remoteness.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
After almost 2 decades of caring for patients throughout the state, the specialists at Alaska Vein Care are excited to serve the interior of Alaska at their new Fairbanks location. With years of experience treating varicose veins and spider veins, they've helped thousands of Alaskans look their best and enjoy their favorite activities again without pain. Treatment is minimally invasive and most people return to work the next day. To learn more, give them a call at 907-334-3347 or visit their website at alaskaveincare.com. Alaska Vein Care, where will your legs take you?
Setting up camp is some of the hardest work in hunting. Doing it right makes all the difference. Start with Frontier Outfitters for great selections of tents, wall tents, and tent wood stoves. See every kind of cookware and stoves by MSR, Jetboil, and Coleman. Sleeping bags by Slumberjack and Mountain Hardware. Thermarest mattresses. To help transport it, Frontier has ATV accessories and trailers. Everything for your successful hunt. Gear, clothing, the finest knives, and more are at Frontier Outfitters today. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan life. Style.
It's Derby season, which means it's time to head to Valdez and fish. Listen to KFAR Radio Monday through Saturday at 6:20, 7:20, or 11:15 a.m. for the Valdez Fishing Report. You'll get updates on the current standings, along with the latest tips, hot spots, techniques, and the stories from the anglers in Valdez. The Valdez Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by Century Hardware and Frontier Supply. The Valdez Fishing Report on News Talk for the Interior, KFAR 97.5 FM and 660 AM.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio here with Melissa Burnett, because for a while we're going to discuss school board.
Oh, yeah. We're going to move on.
Well, we're going to come back to it.
Yeah, we're going to come back around.
Yeah.
We'll circle back.
Yeah, but we'll give you your five and dime time.
I like it. Yeah, tonight's our first meeting back after the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the month of July off, which was kind of nice. I would have liked to have worked and get some policy work done, but it was good to have the month off. Now we get diving back into things tonight with policy, so... There we go. Parental rights policy is up for a second reading tonight. I do believe we'll make a vote on it to pass it through. Very kind of unappreciative this morning of the Newsminer article. It always seems like the articles come out and they're kind of slanderous towards the school board, like, oh, I can't believe they're doing a parental rights policy. But like, this policy is something that we've already been practicing for years and years and years. This is stuff that we already do. What it really entails is
you're affirming existing rights.
Exactly. We are affirming existing rights and just putting into word form and into a policy that states that parents have the right to pull their kids out of things they don't want their kids to learn about, which is absolutely acceptable. You are the parent. You don't want your kid to learn about a certain topic. That is your right to pull them from it.
You know what I thought after reading the article?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you said? You've always been able to do that?
Yeah.
My thought was, what ever made people think that they didn't have this right?
Right. Exactly.
Because of past...
Yep.
Way
yep.
social programming.
Yep.
That shouldn't have been done.
Well, and they would like it that way.
Yeah.
Right? They would like parents to not have any say whatsoever. There are teachers, there are people out there,
organizations
that would like to see the parent taken out of the equation, and the school is the last final authority.
Yeah,
and that's not the way
NEA
it works.
The NEA was one of them.
Yeah, and that's not the way this works. I am the final authoritarian, the final say in what my children can and cannot
the
do.
The parent, yeah.
Yeah, I am their mom. I am their, you know, like, my children are under 18 years old.
So okay, now, I want you to do a survey for me.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to call a parent,
the
school district, what percentage gets called the dad, and which percentage calls the mom? I mean, I want to know that answer.
Yeah, no, what's really funny is I would like to know the conversation that goes behind that. Let's call mom on this one.
Yeah. I want to know that answer.
Yeah. I do too, actually.
Who do we talk to the most?
If you were calling my household about my children, you'd probably want to call me, you know, because I'm the one that'd be like, they did what? Let's take care of this right now.
You see, from ours, it went top down.
Yeah.
You called mom.
Yep. Then you called dad.
No. And then when he got home, she informed dad.
Oh, yeah. Wait till I tell your father.
So you're going to die the whole time. And then it's like the death sentence. They're walking you to the execution chamber.
Yeah.
And then dad comes home and you get executed.
Yep. And you definitely get executed.
But once the execution is over, you're fine. It's just that wait for it.
Yeah. Wait to see how dad's going to react.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something we've been practicing for a long time. Parents have always been the final authority in their children's lives.
Yeah.
Parents have always gotten the final say.
And they're the first authority.
Yeah, and exactly. The first and only authority.
Yeah.
So this is just cementing that and making sure that we put it into wording that this is what we do. And so it just makes it so that nobody can question it.
Exactly.
And that's what we want, you know. Enough questioning on whether or not the parent gets a say. The parent absolutely gets a say. Parental rights are absolutely definite. So that's where I'm at with it.
It does seem like there was no opposition on your board.
No, and I don't think that there will be. I do expect some questions. There will probably be some questions on wording and things like that. But for the most part, our whole board understands that we've already been doing this, and this is just solidifying.
And also, if you look at it, what you're doing now, there's probably maybe 2-3% of the times of a class that someone may want to opt out.
Yes, exactly. It literally.
But you give them that opportunity.
Yep. And it's not even things like you would, like some parents choose sex ed, right? They want to take them out of the sex ed portion. They want to take them out of the portion that discusses abortion or birth control, things like that. But it also goes into lessons like our school board president. She had opted her children out of the Blair Witch stuff, the segments on the Blair Witch trials, you know, and that's something that some people don't want their kids to learn about.
The Blair Witch trials?
Yeah, the Blair Witch trials that happened. And
excuse me.
Sorry, not the blue. You know, the Salem witch trials. Sorry.
Oh, you're hot brown. You are so hot brown.
I'm such a mess. This
you
one.
Are
the Salem
brown.
Witch
you
trials.
You're a hot brown.
You got me talking on food, so that's where my head is at right now.
Okay.
And then I went to the Blair Witch for survey. But the Salem witch trials, you know, there are families who don't even want their kids to learn about that. There's families who don't want their kids to learn about certain things that came with the Roman Empire. It's not just sex and birth control that it's other subject matters. And this allows you to pull your children out for whatever that subject matter may be that you don't agree with. They don't have to learn it.
So if they have a movie of the Blair Witch...
I don't think they would show that in schools. Yeah, that movie actually scared me when I was a kid. Now I watch it, I'm like, this is dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but you know, it's looking forward to the meeting and getting back to work tonight. So that's where
so you start afresh.
Yeah. Start afresh. Start anew. We've also got elections coming. So that's very important. Remember to vote October 3rd. You got to get out there. Got to get that vote out there. We've got to. There are some big seats up this year that I know that the school board can't afford to lose. So just remember to go vote. Vote April and Maggie, 100%.
All Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. I can't do it without them. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And guess what? You get to say that on the air.
Exactly.
Because you want to know why? You run KFAR.
Exactly. You're just a peon.
No, I'm one of your contract laborers. I'm an independent contractor there.
There you go.
So here we go.
Okay.
Now, this is sad. This is very, very, very sad. I am half Italian, quarter Irish, quarter Prussian, German.
Okay.
Best Italian food winner.
Geraldo's.
Second place. Pizza places.
House of Fire, maybe?
No. Hungry Robot and then East Ramp.
East Ramp makes sense. Hungry Robot does not.
Excuse me. No. None of those make sense because that's only pizza. That's not an Italian restaurant. We only have one Italian restaurant.
Well, an East Ramp, I think, is actually more Mediterranean.
Yeah.
So it's not Italian. Yeah. So, yeah. No, then we only have the one Italian restaurant.
Yeah. And it's not that they're wrong. It's just that you don't have enough information to be correct.
Right. No, I see that. I didn't even think about that. Geraldo's is the only Italian
restaurant. Oh, you're not Italian like I am.
Yeah. I'm technically Sicilian.
You know. Can I tell you about Sicily?
Sure.
Okay. In my real estate class, I teach HUD programs about discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Sicily.
Yeah.
So the first thing I ever ask, is anyone here Sicilian? And then I say, okay, I'm going to beg forgiveness because my grandfather he was from Italy, and he could not stand Sicilians.
Yeah.
So why? Why couldn't my grandfather... Why did he hate Sicilians?
Because they were brutally mean and awful.
No, they're the most conquered country, most conquered area in all of Europe. Oh. Everyone came through Sicily.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were conquerable.
Well, okay, this is what happens in Sicily is they're off the Italian boot.
Mm-hmm.
So you've by say 800 AD, you've had the French, the Gauls, the Germans, the Italians. You're starting to get the British through there. Then you have from the south in about 1000 AD, you have the Moors come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have a pope in 1262. He hires the Franks, who actually came from France, Normandy.
Yeah.
Normans, Norse man, that came from Scandinavia through Normandy. He hires them to go into Sicily and terminate the Moors. So that's everyone who's been through there. And we're not even in the 13th century.
Yeah.
So ponder that. Then you have all the Mediterranean wars, World War I, World War II, everyone.
Yeah.
So someone from Sicily can be blonde, blue eye.
Yeah. You know, I'm a melting pot of everything.
Deep complexion. And that's why my grandfather was prejudiced against Sicilians. Because
that's hilarious.
Because they were just like Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just a melting pot of everything there. Yeah,
everyone came through. So I use that as discrimination. You know, a melting pot. A lot of people like they're race centric. You know, are you Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Are you Korean?
Yeah.
Are you Chinese? You know, which one are you?
Saying you're Sicilian is like saying you're an American. You can be anything.
Yeah. saying you're American. Yeah. Okay. Are you African American? Are you indigenous American?
Are you French American? Yeah. European American?
Are you French Canadian? That's sort of weird.
Yeah. You said it, not me.
I know. But I love getting on the French Canadians. You know, one of my favorite movies, I forget the name of it, they were doing this rescue on this mountain, and this guy had this French Canadian girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives him a good what for, yelling at him, this, that, you dummies, you know, stupid male. And the guy turns to his friend and goes, sometimes she's French, sometimes she's Canadian. on a good day, she's Canadian. I was like, wow.
I like it. That's funny.
I know. So anyway, There's my rant about
Sicilians.
No, about Italian food.
Yeah, Italian food.
Yeah. Okay, Chinese food.
I'm gonna probably say pagodas on there.
Number one. Number two.
Number two. Aha.
Nope. Bamboo Panda.
Okay.
Number three.
Lemongrass.
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Lemongrass.
Oh, really?
Lemongrass
is Thai.
Yeah. You don't have, you know, you don't have many Chinese, but you have a plethora, that's a big word, of Thai.
Yeah.
Fairbanks.
Are we running on time?
What's that?
So we're running out of time again.
We got to take a break. But with that depressionary information, we're going to take a break and let everyone recover.
There you go.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You know the meaning of a cold winter living in interior Alaska. So does Toyotomi Heaters, available at the Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior homes for decades with quietly reliable, efficient heating products. From small cabins to multi-room homes, they have water heating and hydronic options as well. See the Toyotomi oil heater that's right for you in the Woodway's showroom today. As always, the Woodway has factory-trained technicians to serve you, heating your home the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway.
Help! My computer's acting up and I don't know what to do.
Don't worry. McGraw IT Services to the rescue. We're certified experts who can handle any computer challenge.
Oh, thank goodness. I need virus removal, data recovery, QuickBooks fixed, network fixed, hardware upgrades. You can fix all that?
Absolutely. We offer fast, friendly, and cost-effective solutions. On-site or remote assistance.
It's getting worse!
Don't panic. McGraw IT will save the day.
What about the cost?
We're competitively priced. Get 10% off your first service.
Thank you. You're my hero.
McGraw IT Services. Making computers work for you.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast today with a chance for isolated storms. Highs around 70. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for isolated storms again tonight, 52. Partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Mainly cloudy. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying myself with Melissa Burnett, Rock Candy, and Hot Brown. You know, she's got all those different personalities. Stephen King's going to write a book about her.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah.
I would be honored if Stephen King wrote a book about me and seriously made it the most just amazing thriller.
Well what's he going to make you? An axe killer? You know, or someone with the multiple personalities?
All the above.
Or go evil empire.
I don't think you need to do any of those. Just take me as I am and make something of it. Put an axe in my hand and call it the Purge.
You know, I go by Lex Luthor.
Yeah. I don't know what I go for. I'm Rock Candy. That's what I am.
Okay. I go by Lex Luthor.
That's because you're bald head.
Yep. And I am a mastermind of evil.
You did. What's really funny is you did go as Lex Luthor that one year for Halloween at our party, too.
And I went there at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You know, I had a suit on, and I had this thing that said Lex Luthor.
Easiest.
And everyone got it. It was great.
Easiest costume to pull off ever for a bald guy.
Just have a name tag.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, now this is going to be, there's no wrong answer on this one.
Okay.
What did I say?
No wrong answer.
Hamburgers.
Ooh, Brewster's.
Number one.
That Burger Zone, number two. And then...
Blue Roof Bistro, number two.
Oh, okay. I was going to go Blue Roof Bistro for number three.
Food Factory, number three.
Okay.
Yeah,
no wrong answers.
And Burger Zone, DW Grill.
Yeah, all
Fenders.
Of it. All of it. All of them.
Yeah.
That War Pig, that... Oh, so good. Yeah.
Who sings War Pig?
Ozzy.
Excuse me.
Oh,
he's a lead singer, yes.
Black Sabbath, sorry. Yes. I was like, go from Hot Brown to all of a sudden pointing at me.
You know,
who sings this?
That's like saying, Corvette's made by Chevrolet.
Yeah, right.
But you're in a Corvette.
Yeah, you're in a Corvette. Yeah, you got a Chevy or you got a GMC. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. Hot Licks. an ice cream is number one. You know,
I don't know.
They hand out a lot of cards.
Yeah, they hand out a lot of cards. They're expensive.
Now, here's what I've never been to, Sassy Scoops.
So that place is really great, actually. They're over here, what's that, the Northward building, the Silver building over here downtown?
Every time I go by there, they're never open.
So they're open on weekends and during the week sometimes, but usually they've got that little I licked it sign.
Yeah.
I like that sign and I need that sign. I licked it.
You can either go rock candy or hot brown with that.
Exactly.
One.
Exactly.
I don't need that sign. I do not need that sign.
But no, they're really good. Sassy Scoops is really good, and they always have some really cool flavors and stuff too. So I like that one.
And then number three is my favorite, Cold Stone.
Yeah, Cold Stone's great. Yeah, Cold Stone's awesome.
Yeah. So, but you know,
Ice cream's ice cream.
I know it. I know it. Now here's one. Food truck winner. We got a burgeoning food truck environment.
Yeah.
Now, here's one that I'd never heard of, the winner. Meg's Eats and Treats.
Oh, I've not heard of that one either.
We got to look that one up and see.
Yeah. I have to try some stuff.
Second place, I didn't know they had one, Hungry Robot.
Yeah. Yeah, they take their big old truck out there and they've got they bring the wood fired oven with them.
They go on the road.
Yep, they go on the road.
And here's the one that's sort of sad. Number three is Spice It Up.
That one makes me want to cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that is no more for a little while. I know he's working on it. Tariq made a post the other day saying that, you know, he's working on something, not exactly what, but hopefully, I hope we get a food truck from him back. I miss his tandoori chicken so bad. So good.
I know.
But, like, there's so many food trucks. The Early Bird, they're great. Mm-hmm. That food truck is legit. You've got the Wolf, the Wolf one. They do a bunch of barbecue. They're really good. Gosh, there's just so many.
Frozen Smoke Barbecue.
Yeah, Frozen Smoke Barbecue, yeah.
Last meal on earth for me.
Yeah, so good, right?
Their Smash Burger.
Yeah.
Get the double. Just do yourself a favor. Get the double smash.
Chinook dogs.
Yep.
That's another great one. Chinook is really good.
Now, here's one. Catering. Guess who number one is? Numero uno.
Midnight Sun Catering?
They're number three.
Oh, okay.
DW Grill.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Number two is what I've never heard of. Bougie Alaska. Bougie.
I've heard of them, but I've not used them.
The number three is... a gentleman by the name of Charles, met him this week, and he bought it from Mike Campbell a couple of years ago, and really has taken it. I mean, they've got 20 employees.
Oh, wow.
On a Saturday, they do three events.
Wow.
In the summer.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to him about this stunt, you know, thinking, okay, you got three people, and you go do an event.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is, you know, when you have a catering company, and it's summer in Alaska, and the weddings and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
20 employees.
Wow.
Three events every Saturday.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I was, it's not that I was impressed. I was just stunned.
Yeah.
Wow. And no, I'm not going into the catering business.
You should.
Okay. Fine dining. Number one.
Tuttle Club.
Yep. Number two.
Pump House.
Little
the three. Oh, okay.
Three is Pump House.
Three is Pump House. Yeah. That's easy peasy. You can pick that out.
Desserts.
Oh, Pump House has good desserts. Turtle Club has good desserts.
Nope.
Stuff Your Face is really good.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
You know, see, usually I'm the one making the comments that stop you.
Yeah.
But you're...
Hey,
you're,
it's a food truck, yo.
You're on a roll today.
I'm on a roll today.
You know, you're a hot brown. Number one is Joe's Oven.
Yeah. Cinnamon rolls are
full. Marlo's Bakery.
Oh, Marlo's. I forgot about her.
Now, here's what I never heard of. Mom with a measuring cup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
I usually use mom with a whip thing. You know,
yeah, with whippy, a whisk. Yeah, with a whisk. Yeah. With a whippy thing.
Yeah. Smack you with it.
I've never heard of that, though.
Neither have I. I'm going to have to look that one up and see more about them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So, okay, we're sort of done with the
food portion.
Yeah. pisses me off.
You're like, this makes me mad. Yeah. I want more food.
Yeah, okay. Car wash.
Best car wash, Splash and Dash.
Which one?
Oh, that's hard. I like the East.
East one.
East.
West
yeah,
number
and,
two.
Yeah, Splash and Dash East has the owner, and he's great.
He is.
He is so great. I don't know what his name is, but dude who owns Splash and Dash, you're phenomenal. He's such a nice guy and just runs a great shop there.
I take my car into him.
Yeah.
Twice a year for detailing.
Yeah, he does mine as well.
May and basically October.
Yeah. He's so great over there. Yeah.
Number three?
I don't know.
Deja Vu Detailing.
Oh, okay. Deja Vu's good, too.
Yeah. Okay. Real estate.
David Pruse is not on there.
No, I got to go find it. I just got to go find this one.
This is the one you were disappointed in.
I don't know these people.
You're like, I don't know these people. Why wasn't my name on there?
Well, I don't hand out cards.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why you don't hand out cards for your stuff.
I don't have to.
I'm assuming they're probably all from Madden.
I have no idea. I got to find them. Okay, let's see.
Or is it like a, was it like companies or did they name people?
Well, you have both.
Both. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, Next Home's pretty good, too. I'd be shocked if they weren't on that list.
I think they are in the regards to the company. Let's see what we got here. Realtor.
Okay.
Brittany Jackson.
No idea.
Exactly. Second place, Heather Lambert.
No idea.
Yeah, I've known. Heather's good. Heather is very good. Third place, Mike Hajoronsky.
Oh, I don't know any of them.
Exactly.
I figured that would be like companies, maybe. Like, okay.
If I don't know you in real estate, that's your issue, not mine.
Well, you're the real estate guy, so I wouldn't expect me to know real estate.
That
but
is,
you.
If I don't know your name in real estate, and you're being shown here as
it's because they're handing out cards.
They're handing out a buttload of cards.
I should go start handing out cards for the radio station. Screw you, iHeart. Yeah. I got your number, Rocky Barnett.
Yeah, there you
got you, boy.
Now, real estate company, winner, Majors Realty Group.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of them. Maybe. Next Home I've heard of. Madden I've heard of. David Pruse Real
place,
Estate I've heard of.
Second place, Century 21 Gold Rush.
Yeah, okay.
Then the third place, the Property Manager AK. So that's probably someone who used to be with like Summers or someone like that, or Madden on their own.
Well, see, and that's what surprises me too about this real estate. Like, you would expect to see like Summer Sotheby's, you would expect to see, you know, the big ones on there, and you don't. It's just weird to me. Well, not handing out cards.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, in case you need an attorney, these are the guys who hand out the cards.
Is Stepovich on there?
No.
Ah.
Fulk Law Office, F-U-L-K, is the winner.
Okay.
Number two is Goldenheart Law, LLC.
Okay.
Third is JDW Counsel.
So if you need a lawyer, there you go.
There you go. Ah, here's one. This will be a neat one. This might cause some fights. Nursery / Garden Center. The winner is?
Hometown.
Rissy.
That makes sense.
Second place, Hawks. Third is Ann's Greenhouse.
Wow, Hometown didn't even get on there.
Nope.
Wow.
Ever since Jim sold it and they went a different direction.
Yeah, must have or something. I love Hometown. Yeah. I haven't been there in a hot minute, but I love them.
Well, you're hot brown.
Yeah.
So they get there in a hot minute.
The hot brown in a hot minute.
We got to end our show. It's been fun.
It has been fun. It went by too fast.
I know.
Like we're running like up against the clock every time now. Like, dang. It's been fun.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.